In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jeremiah's words about a true and false prophet are appropriate for us. In May 1940, the Nazis invaded Poland, France was about to fall, and the terror of war threatened Europe. Winston Churchill announced, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, sweat, and tears." That may be a bit strange, but it rings true on this July 4th, Independence Weekend. We are given this text from Jeremiah. "There were prophets lying to God's people, saying that God was on their side and would rescue them from the powers of Babylon quickly." One chapter before, Jeremiah said, "Do not listen to them. It is a lie they prophesied to you." And in the verses today, Jeremiah said, "Amen. The Lord, make these words of Hananiah be true." Yes, it would be nice to have cheap grace, a theology of glory, a resurrection without a cross. Yet Jeremiah reminds us, most of the prophets announced bad news, wrath, war, famine, pestilence. The real test of a prophet, whether you know that God has sent the prophet, is whether the things the prophet said actually came true or not. Hananiah promised peace and restoration within 2 years. God did not send him, and his words were lies. Jeremiah's message was different. He said, God is using Nebuchadnezzar as a tool for judgment. The people better settle in for a long, uncomfortable exile. Build your houses, plant your gardens, have kids. Your kids will have kids, and don't fall for the false comfort of the lying prophets. Only blood, toil, sweat, and tears. If you're wondering whether it's all doom and gloom, is every sermon threatening judgment? Just preaching fire and brimstone does not make a true prophet either. God gives a prophet God's word to speak, not more, not less. That was the message. That is the message today. God's word is the power of God to save sinners. Oh, how I wish I could say the following, that following Jesus would bring you success, wealth, your best life now, fortune, health, friends, happiness, success. No, in fact, this life in Christ will bring hostility, disunity, division, hardship, not peace, but a sword, enemies in one's own household. Following Jesus will rarely make us popular and will divide those with whom we care deeply. In a sermon by a pastor named Johann Gerhard, he says this about Matthew 10. Christ made known that his true disciples would also suffer. "I've come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those in his own household. When these things then befall us, we should not be disheartened, but we should be glad that we are like Christ in this. The greater the suffering, the greater the reward." Of course, we suffer more when it is caused by friends than when it is caused by enemies. Thus, the reward later will be that much the greater. The greater the suffering, the nearer is Christ. For Christ's life was constant suffering. The nearer Christ is, the better the Christian. This is why a Christian can boast of his suffering, because it makes him more like Christ. The Lord God at times permits such suffering to come from friends. This is so that we will not cling to them with too great love and thereby forget God. When our own friends revile and persecute us, we see that we should not rely on humans, but on God alone. We can then say with David in Psalm 27, "When my father and mother forsake me, the Lord takes me in." Jesus is preparing his own to be persecuted, mocked, even killed by anyone they meet. Yes, we know to expect hostility from unbelievers, and God promises to protect us and give us life everlasting with him in the resurrection. My enemies are even closer than my own household. This passage is about me. Each person has and does his own evil that he must renounce or cling to. This is terrifying. You've heard me speak of C.S. Lewis, who writes about a little boy named Eustace in The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. His little boy was turned into a dragon because of his greed, and he soon wanted out of his dragon skin. He couldn't, because there was always another layer of skin. Aslan had to pierce his soul and flay him to free him. My freeing myself is as useless as Eustace trying to free himself from himself. Our Lord will not give us a quick, happy ending. It will not be easy. Instead, he gives us a new beginning. He calls us to follow him. Take up our cross and follow him. The one possible deliverer is not me, and it's not you. Tough but appropriate words for any disciple. Blood, toil, sweat, and tears. As a true prophet, Jeremiah spoke what God spoke and was silent when God was silent. There is a greater prophet than Jeremiah, who was sent by God to announce God's judgment and carry it on his own shoulders. He delivered what he was sent to do, the freedom of God's saving love. Gladly, he spent himself for you, to bring you back to God and to make your peace. How can we know that he is the true prophet? Jeremiah says, "As for the prophet who proclaims peace, then it will be known that God has truly sent the prophet." We know that Jesus is the real deal because what he prophesied really did happen on the cross. It crushed him on the cross, and God did raise him from the dead as prophet and king. Blood, toil, sweat, and tears. Words which were a rally cry for endurance and perseverance in the battle. Jesus Christ was all about blood, toil, sweat, and tears. His own blood, toil, sweat, and tears. Nothing more was needed to save us. Jesus Christ has won the victory. Praise God, we're winners in Him. I have nothing better to offer you today than Christ's blood, sweat, toil, and tears. In the name of Jesus, Amen.